Unexplained phenomena. Unknown entities. Unidentified flying objects. Mythical creatures. This is the Paranormal Pulse.
This series presents information based in part on theory and conjecture. The producer's purpose is to suggest some possible explanations, but not necessarily the only ones, to the mysteries we will examine.
Episode 29 of the Paranormal Pulse podcast takes place in Paterson, New Jersey, for the very first New Jersey Paragunity Expo at the Art Factory, May 31st, 2014.
Please excuse some of the audio, as it is not the best, but the people behind it are.
Thanks for listening. It's the Paranormal Pulse podcast, episode 29.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are here, the Paranormal Pulse Podcast, at the NJ Paragunity Expo, broadcasting live in living color. I know I just blew somebody's eardrums out.
Mine.
Well.
You're killing me, man. Every time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I got to put the deep announcer voice on.
Yes, this is true.
So,
well, we're at the New Jersey Paragunity Expo, very first one. Awesome that we get to be part of it.
Oh, absolutely. This is the first of what we hope to be many events here.
Yeah, we're in Paterson at the Art Factory. This is the coolest building. Very cool building. It's an old factory. What did they manufacture here?
It was an old mill. I'm not exactly sure what was manufactured here, okay. But it was something.
It's something.
And this building is something, all right.
Oh. There's so many good photographic opportunities throughout this building.
Well, in the fact that they use a large part of this for photo shoots and whatnot. They do photography sessions here and all kinds of art-related.
I actually just saw a band with their instruments walking out of one of the back rooms that we're not in.
Oh, wow.
Like leaving. I think they had a photo shoot today.
Yeah, probably.
This is kind of cool. It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, because we didn't hear any music playing, so they must have been doing a photo shoot.
No.
And what a better place. It's such an ambiance here, you know.
Yeah.
It's
lots of good energy, lots of good people. And we've gotten a tremendous amount of interviews, talking to teams from the area, a lot from New Jersey, believe it or not. There's one downstairs that, we're on the fourth floor, by the way. There's one team downstairs that came from Florida. We haven't had an opportunity to talk to them. I don't think they could make it up here, but so teams from all over coming to the Paragunity Expo, which is really encouraging.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's, there I go, I said absolutely.
Yeah, but a few times.
Why should this show be different than any other?
Yeah. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, we were very blessed to be, we're put on the fourth floor, which is the VIP level. We are here with Brian Cano.
Is that it?
I got it right.
Okay.
Okay. We are here with David Roundtree, Dave Giuliano, and...
Chris is here. Chris.
Yep. Chris DeSaro. Oh, I'm hoping I'm not pronouncing Chris.
Is it DeSario?
I think so.
Okay.
DeSaire, I think.
We'll have to just drag him over here and have him tell us.
I know. Well, he's coming up soon to sit down with us, so I will ask him the proper pronunciation then, because I know I'm butchering it.
That's okay. They're champs about it, though. They're so nice.
Right. We're here at the Paranormal After Party.
There's so many people here. I got to talk to NJGI, that's New Jersey Ghost Investigations. Got a couple of interviews from them. You'll hear them later on. And they are out of, where did he say? Washington, New Jersey? No, that's wrong. But they're really nice people. Along with them is Mark... why do these people have such hard last names? Fiorelli, I think. He's a photographer that works with NJGI. Really nice guy. New Jersey Paranormal Spirit Society. They came up and talked to us for a while. Past Paranormal and Scientific Techniques, another team out of New Jersey. Peter Callahan came and talked to us about his team. And also we spoke to SNL Paranormal Investigators out of Levittown, Pennsylvania. just such cool people. The unity is definitely felt today. I'm really, really excited about it.
It really has been a great event so far. You know, as you can hear the rustling and bustling in the background, all the people coming by and talking. We've had people stopping by our table all day.
Big groups to go into lectures.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have our banners here. We have our Paranormal Podcast banner. We have our EKG banner behind us. And, you know, people have been stopped by. We're meeting so many new faces. It's just a great, great time.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that we're able to do this face-to-face, in person with a lot of these folks, and we've got some great sit-down interviews. And we have hopefully coming up, and we have Joe Chin. He's supposed to be stopping by. Don't know for sure because we might run out of time. But Joe Chin from Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters National is here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I always giggle because I have people who come up to me and we're like shaking hands for the first time face to face.
Right.
I'm going, hey, Facebook friend, how are you?
Well, that's the thing too. Like, we have been able to put names to the Facebook pages. You know, put faces to the names on the Facebook pages.
Right.
You know, we've interacted with these groups online for a long time. But now we're seeing the faces behind it. We're getting to shake hands, meet these people, and, you know, we've seen some of their evidence at their tables, and we've seen some of their equipment, and, you know, it's been a fun, fun day so far, and it's not over yet. We still have a couple hours left to go.
Yeah.
So
it's been a great experience, just trading information and names and where everybody is, knowing that each other are a resource if need be. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. And we are in it's what makes it nice. We are in a historic building that has been known to have activity.
And so there's some investigations here today.
Absolutely. There are tunnels underneath the building that are being ghost hunted, even as we speak. Mm-hmm. They've run several ghost hunts there today for the public. And
we've got some zombie painters. Oh, and we spoke to Marinell from the New Jersey Zombie Walk.
Yep.
And she talked all about that. We'll definitely have that in the show today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great time. And just as we hang in there, folks, just listen. We're going to start posting some of the interviews. And hopefully you enjoy what we have for you.
Oh, yeah, they will.
So we'll come back and play our first interview.
There's no question. They're going to enjoy it.
Of course. Well,
Hey. It's the Paranormal Pulse Podcast.
Who doesn't enjoy these golden tones? Come on. It's like ear candy, you know?
It is. Indeed, it is.
It is.
Do you want me to, like, talk close to the microphone?
I'm only talking close to the microphone because I just feel this is how I do it. I'm just better this way.
Back off the mic.
No, because I haven't set my levels. So if I move back, they're not going to hear me as well. See,
yeah,
I can't hear you. But now I come in close.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and get our first interview rolling.
Woohoo.
Stay with us. Be back soon.
Don't touch that dial. Stay right here, because we'll be back with more of the Paranormal Pulse after these messages.
Just relax. We are now checking your Paranormal Pulse.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. Now back to the Paranormal Pulse.
Hey, I'm Chris Bruno. It's the Paranormal Pulse Podcast. Today we're at the very first New Jersey Para-Unity Expo, and we're going to be talking to just about anybody who wants to walk past and talk to us. Today, right now, we have one of the investigative teams that has visited us here. It's Past Paranormal and Scientific Techniques. It's Peter Callahan. Hi, Peter.
Hi, welcome. I mean, welcome. Here, I welcome you guys.
You are welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for coming up, venturing up to the fourth floor where we are.
Yes. I stopped on the third for a break.
Yeah, you got a break. You got to relax, you know, walk around, say hello to everybody. So tell us about your team, Pete.
Well, PASS has been around for about 4 years.
Okay.
Our group consists of six core members. Myself, my wife, Carol. Mm-hmm. There's Ray Clark and his wife, Kathy Clark.
Okay.
Dina Chirico and Andrew Knapp. And then we have a couple of support members. that we kind of rotate, because you don't want to take 20 people into an investigation.
Yeah, no, it gets a little noisy.
Yeah, and yeah, people start contaminating each other's evidence.
Exactly.
So, and we try to rotate them and give them an opportunity to investigate.
Very cool.
But
so where are you guys located?
Located near in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's up by the Delaware Water Gap.
Oh, it's beautiful, you know, out there.
Usually people go, Hackensack, but they know where the Delaware Water Gap is, so.
Yeah, they're good. Like, oh, it's right around there. Yeah, it's beautiful. Good old New Jersey, where we're all from. People listen to us on the podcast all over, so it's always good to mention the state. I neglect to do that once in a while, and Lance is like, New Jersey.
Okay. Okay, I'm from psychotic state, so if that matters, I don't know.
Very good. So, you got in, you're here as one of the representatives of the community, correct?
Correct.
Paranormal unity is what we're pushing today. And I'm curious to know, do you do private investigations, or do them just for your own team?
We do residential private investigations. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've gotten a few just from doing like a tricky tray.
Oh, cool.
We put our as an investigation on a tricky tray, because some people don't know how to connect with a paranormal group.
Right.
And sometimes when they look around and say, you know what, I've been having this issue with my house. Mm-hmm. Here's an opportunity. So we've gotten two investigations just from doing that.
Okay.
And it's a nice way also get ourselves out in the community, let them know that we're there.
Absolutely. So when you have, on your team, obviously it says paranormal and scientific techniques, you lean towards the scientific end of the investigative technique.
Well, a little bit both. I mean,
do you have a sensitive on your team?
Yeah, we have a sensitive, actually a couple of people who have different varieties of sensitive.
Sure, everybody's got their own skills. Everybody's
skills. We have one person who's, he tends to pick up, he'll come out with a ton of EVPs. I'm not sure if he's like a beacon. Mm-hmm. Because it's like
we have one of those.
You see a TV show, and it's like, that's all they got. I don't understand.
Yeah.
But when this guy's on our group, we seem to get more. And he also has an ear where he'll hear things in his ear.
Right.
But I'd be right next to him. I didn't hear anything.
Sure.
And then the EVPs verify that. You hear him say, "You guys didn't hear that?"
Yeah.
Then the EVP is hear a voice.
You know, that's so. Always the coolest.
Oh yeah,
evidence to get.
And so the reason I have it as paranormal and scientific techniques, because we'll use dowsing rods as well.
Okay.
So it's not a scientific tool, mm-hmm. but it will help you focus your investigation in a certain area. So if you're in a room, if you have no sort of tools, sometimes the lights on the K2s don't go on. Mm-hmm. So if the dowsing rods might get activity with male, female, you might be able to find out a name. And then again, using the scientific part of the recorders, you can verify that sort
exactly.
of conversation.
But so you hear it, you need to back it up with
yes.
something.
As much evidence as you
can
get.
Yeah, if you can get 3 or 4 corresponding pieces of evidence, it's a good investigation.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's great. So this is, I'm speaking with Peter Callahan. He is lead investigator of PAST, it's Paranormal and Scientific Techniques, out of Hackettstown, New Jersey. So happy to have you guys
here. Thank you
here.
For having me.
Oh, thanks for joining the para community.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to, is that you're sometimes a little isolated, and I mean, I know there's some people are very, very close about their evidence and what they have or where they go.
Right. Well, it's hard people get a lot of, you know, other teams can be very skeptical of your evidence and vice versa,
sure.
because of our experiences and our knowledge levels. The purpose of the ParaUnity Expo, from my understanding of it, is to get us all on the same page, to share knowledge, help each other, instead of be like, oh, did you see that? That was shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, if you find a piece of evidence and you share it with another group and they go and they get the same evidence, now you get more verification of that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me. And you guys have a great time.
No,
I'm glad I got here now, because I'm sure this table is going to be swamped by then. And
well, we're hoping.
I'm sure it is.
We're hoping we'll get everybody to come over and talk
great.
To us.
Thank
for
you
a little
very
while.
Much.
Thanks, Pete.
We've come to the time of the show where hosts need to refill their coffee mugs. So please listen to the following messages. And we assure you, the Paranormal Pulse will be right back.
Take a deep breath and relax as we check your paranormal pulse.
Wide awake and with coffee in hand, your hosts have returned to bring you more of this stuff. Without further ado, welcome back to the Paranormal Pulse.
This is the Paranormal Pulse podcast. We're up on the fourth floor of the ParaUnity Expo, the very first one, which is very exciting. And it's so nice to have all the local teams, well, sort of local, you guys are from all over the place, venture up to the fourth floor and make it here. Thank you for climbing those steps. So if you could introduce yourself and tell me about your team. If you can lean just a little bit more, I'm sorry.
I'm a member of the Northwestern New Jersey Paranormal Group.
Okay.
Just out of Washington, New Jersey. We're just basically starting on our own. We all have our own fascination.
Excellent.
Paranormal.
So your name is Michelle, I'm sorry. And the name of the team again?
Northwestern New Jersey Paranormal.
Very cool. And you're out of Washington, New Jersey, you just said.
Yes.
How old is your team now at this point?
Very new. I mean, I just started a few months ago. Bob's had it probably for about a year.
Okay.
Before that, he was with another group.
Sure.
So kind of found him on online and looking for something to, you know.
Kind of branch out.
Yeah, branch out and investigate. So I'm not by myself investigating. So it's been pretty interesting.
Very cool. Now I know when you do an investigation by yourself, you don't have somebody backing up your evidence.
Exactly.
Now, is your team leaning more towards the scientific end of the investigating, or do you have a sensitive on your team as well?
Not yet. Working on a sensitive.
Okay.
But right now it's more or less our own feelings, and we just kind of hope that we catch something.
That's great. Any investigations that you have gone on so far that have really kind of spurred you to be in this so heavily? You know, you get very involved after a while if you've had your own experience.
I haven't. Personally, I've had a couple in my house, but it hasn't been for a long time.
Right.
It's just, I don't know, just an obsession that I've gathered over the last few years, and finally got to go out and try. We've only been to local cemeteries. We do have a schedule lined up to go to other places.
Sure.
And it's just, you watch it on TV and you kind of wonder, you know, is that
production or is that real?
Nowadays it's so easy to manipulate, you got to wonder. But having picked up some things on my own, and I know I didn't.
You didn't manipulate anything, yeah. It makes you a believer.
It's like, where's the next place?
You know, exactly.
Let's go back.
It's a little bit of you get a rush from it, and
yeah,
you want to do it again. Well, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how many people are on your team, if you don't mind naming them for us?
I don't know all of them. I haven't met them all, but I think there's about six so far.
Good size team.
It's me, Bob, Mark, and Chris. I think his daughter Heather is on it. I'm not quite sure. And there's two new guys I just met.
That's okay.
I don't remember their names. But we try and get together and talk about what we want to do.
Terrific.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a great thing to get into, especially as a hobby. That's the elevator, just so anybody knows. There is an elevator here. You don't have to climb all four floors. it's great to have that desire, that drive in all of your team members.
Yes.
So, and when you guys are new, it really makes it exciting. The other great thing is that you're here at the ParaUnity Expo, and hopefully we'll continue to have these every year on an annual basis. This is the first annual. It's awesome at the Art Factory in Patterson. You can learn a lot from everybody around.
Right.
That's why I think this unity idea is just brilliant. Instead of throwing each other to the wolves and you know, criticizing everybody else's evidence, you can learn from each other.
Exactly.
So this is going to be a great experience for you, I think,
definitely,
too, right?
Definitely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, again, Michelle from Northwest New Jersey Paranormal.
Correct.
I got it right. They're out of Washington, New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us today on the Paranormal Pulse podcast. I have to breathe a little every once in a while. it was great having you. And anybody else, if you have anybody on your team that would like to come up and chat with us a little bit more about the history of the team,
okay,
feel free to send them our way.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I am so glad I caught you while you guys were walking around, listening to the Paranormal Pulse podcast, by the way. We're at the ParaUnity Expo in Patterson, New Jersey at the Art Factory. Very cool place. And I am talking to New Jersey Ghost Investigations, and your name is Ron. I should put my glasses on, Ron. Ron and Mark. Mark is here with us, too. So, Ron, if you could tell us about your team, how long it's been in existence, the name, all that good stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, basically, Paranormal, 20-some-odd years ago, I was doing research for all the other groups.
Okay.
Footwork, doing actual investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I started to do my own. 2005 and 2006, I actually literally started New Jersey Ghost Investigations.
Okay.
What we do, the main goal of our group is literally crossing spirits over. We're not so interested in gathering all the evidence and being famous.
Okay.
We're like the first aid squad for people, because a lot of these groups that are out here now, they're more interested in having beep-beep gadgets and flicky lights and call themselves ghost hunters, which we don't like that term. We're paranormal investigators.
Right.
Ghosts. We know where they are. That's why we're there.
Yeah. We're not hunting them down. We know they're there already. Yeah.
So we have actually two different groups that are part of our group. We have Shroud, which does our negative cases.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Law, she's a medium. She was a full member of our group for a long time. She's out doing a lot of stuff on her own, which is really cool. And New Jersey Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
We use a lot of different groups to solve the problem. It's basically what I do is I find whoever can help for that particular situation, whether it's in our group, another group, whatever.
Okay.
The thing is, you're not helping the client, you're helping the spirit, because we're having the haunting because they're the ones who have the issue.
Right.
So that's who we're really out here to help.
Right.
So we'll go to a location, we'll analyze whatever we can, we'll use all the different mediums we can to try and figure it out. Perfect case in point, we have a location X. We don't tell anybody what it is. A lot of our stuff you'll see is from there. We went there for 2 years, once a month. We literally did a study. And what we found was, we went there at a very slow pace, no antagonization whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
communicating with them as if they're alive, your aunt and uncle, relatives, whatever. And it's a very slow process, but once we got it rolling, about a year into it, it was to the point they were very excited when we came. No matter whatever information or equipment we set up, they were fully involved in it. We had video of everything happening. We have cameras on top of cameras. We have cameras shooting three different pieces of equipment to verify every single thing that happens.
Right.
So what we're going to do is, we haven't really announced anything yet, we're going to do a regular documentary on the types of haunting, why they happen, when they happen. We're not looking for a TV show.
We're
not looking to be tapped, anything like that.
It's more of an educational piece.
A real situation to show people what a real ghost is,
mm-hmm.
what a real spirit is. A lot of people confuse the two.
Right.
The same. You know what I mean? So that's basically what we do. So we came here today to maybe help enlighten people on what true hauntings are, and maybe these, you know, up-and-coming investigators,
yeah,
to get real people. So there's a lot of situations where they can run into harm.
Right.
Just because you go to a house and you have a hat on and you have a beep-beep detector doesn't mean that spirit or entity is not going to follow you home and wreck your life.
Right. There's definitely precautions that need to be taken. Any educated investigator would know that. So, and that's why you guys are doing what you're doing. That documentary sounds fantastic. That would definitely be a great educational piece for the masses. And, you know, it sounds like in your investigations, air quotes, are Unity involved already. You're reaching out to all of your different resources. It's not just your team.
Right.
I think that's fantastic. That's one of the things that this expo is about, is bringing these teams together and being able to use each other's knowledge instead of being cutthroat and, oh, I want my 15 minutes of fame. I want to be on TV. There's a ton of that. And it's anybody who's been in the study of paranormal, not everybody wants that. Most of us just want to show the evidence to prove that this does exist, to teach the world that, this really is something going on.
Well, it's like going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows you have a cavity.
Okay, yeah.
You have a cavity, you can go, give me the $50. But you already knew that, that's why you went.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So you guys are out there helping the spirits cross over.
Right.
And helping, of course, you're also helping the homeowners as well. Although it may not be the main goal, but you're definitely helping them. That's terrific.
New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, wherever we have to go.
No, where are you out of originally?
Oh, originally, we're out of Howell, New Jersey.
Okay.
Now we're out of Minot, New Jersey.
It's fantastic.
We have really, depending on the case, we have no boundaries. We're not worried about
good
state lines. If it's, we have cases where we went halfway into Ohio because this woman's being terrorized and scratch marks on her face and body. And stuff.
Wow.
And cross coming out of her forehead. You know.
Yeah. So you guys are good people to know. I'm keeping the card for myself. I'll take pictures and pass it along. With I'm keeping this for me. Good to know.
We use whatever resources we can. It's, you know,
I think that's great.
You can't just worry about if it's for you, your credit, or whatever.
No. No, we're supposed to be in this together.
Yeah.
And this is the purpose of the ParaUnity Expo. This is the purpose of us interviewing you guys so that we can get your names out there, not for marketing purposes, but for people to know who you are and if they need you.
Well, we don't sell or buy anything.
Right.
We don't charge for anything.
Right. And most of us don't, but just to know that you're out there and if they need you, they can contact you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have any Facebook pages that you'd like to talk about?
Use the same name. It's all there.
New Jersey Ghost Investigations. Yeah. Excellent.
If you type in New Jersey Ghost Investigators, it'll also come up there. NJGI,
mm-hmm,
our captured logo, which now a lot of other companies are using.
It's beautiful.
No, but
I see.
Longer than most.
Yeah.
But we don't post too much. We don't publicize photographs because we respect everyone's privacy. A lot of with the state of New Jersey, New York, the buildings, they don't want people knowing that there's active locations.
Right.
Go there, cure it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. There are some companies that like that because they want the exposure and they can play off of the fact that they're haunted.
If they don't sell anything,
yeah,
they have to, it's a law you have to put it in that it has a haunted location. I don't know.
Right.
Why that?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I know New York State Realty, they have to disclose that, but I don't know if it's legally necessary to disclose on any other real estate. It is in New Jersey as well. That's funny.
I feel like a lot of calls.
Yeah, I bet you do. It's nice to meet somebody else in a New Jersey team. I know we're in Patterson and there's a lot of New Jersey teams coming by, but you know, you don't get to meet them that often. I love that we're being able to do that. And Mark, I got your card too. Mark, you're a photographer. You're the photographer for the team as well. I'm assuming everybody's part of that, but so Mark, how long have you been with the team? Three and a half years. That's great. And as you were saying, you use resources of all people, all methods, scientific and sensitive.
Mediums,
anything that you can pull in to help resolve the case. Oh, okay.
Mediums give the information that we have. And we want to know if there's a negative energy there. Because the key thing is keeping the team safe.
Right.
Like I said, we have separate groups that we use for the different things.
Mm-hmm.
But overall safety of everybody is key.
Absolutely.
And kind of a couple of attachments, you start to learn your lessons. Like now you're with a hammer.
Yeah, nobody wants to drag that stuff home. No, it's bad.
That's why they really need education. All these teams and people that are coming here.
Yeah.
That buy this stuff, really need to read books.
Oh, I agree.
Understand. Not watch TV, not watch movies.
No.
Read the real books.
No, there's way too much production in the TV. And in the movies. Movies will forget it, but in TV.
Culture is Bible. You need to read that.
Good to know. It, and my co-host Lance, who is at a seminar right now, he is a huge proponent of reading. It really is a great piece of advice. Tell all of the people who are starting out, you've got to read the books. You've got to talk to the people. Don't just rely on watching one of the mainstream TV shows and think that you know everything, because you don't.
There's a science to this field.
There really is. There really is. And you know what I like about it is that it's becoming more and more of a legitimate thing on the mainstream society. Maybe the TV shows paid it that way, but at least we're getting some sort of traction to tell people, hey, this really does exist. We're not making this stuff up. Well, Ron and Mark, thank you so much for interviewing with us today on the Paranormal Pulse podcast. This is going to be a great time. We got all afternoon still. Thank you.
Don't touch that dial. Stay right here, because we'll be back with more of the Paranormal Pulse after these messages.
Find the Paranormal Pulse podcast on Facebook at the Paranormal Pulse Podcast.
Listen to the Paranormal Pulse podcast
on Roku,
Stitcher,
Facebook,
Blueberry,
iTunes,
Podbean. It's that simple.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. Now back to the Paranormal Pulse.
So we just we're here at the Power Unity Expo in Paterson, New Jersey, at the Art Factory. Very cool place. It's the Paranormal Pulse podcast, and we just had this great team walk up past us, Jersey Paranormal Spirit Society LLC, and you guys are out of Smithville, New Jersey, correct? If you want to lean in just a little bit, so I can hear you on that mic. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Sean. I am the lead investigator.
Nice to meet you, Sean.
Paranormal Spirit Society.
So tell us about your other team members.
I have another lead investigator. His name is David Presley.
Okay.
Who unfortunately isn't here right now. My brother Nick, mm-hmm. who's one of our investigators.
There's Nick right there, today. Cameraman.
And our researcher, Steve. Sue.
Look, it's Steve.
Hey, Steve. Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Excuse me. And your team has been together since 2010, you were saying?
Yep, since 2010, yes.
About Excellent.
4 years now.
Oh, there's the elevator. See, there's an elevator, everybody, just by the way. And what type of investigations do you lean towards the scientific, or do you have a sensitive on your team?
Oh, we do have two sensitives on our team.
Okay.
And I guess they want to be non-names right now.
Okay, that's
so,
fair.
And then Sue's also a little bit sensitive to our mm-hmm. spirits as well when we're out there doing our stuff.
Cool. So 2010, what possessed you guys, pardon the pun, to form
well,
the team?
It's funny, funny story. We were actually watching the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And we were at one of our friends' houses. And we were all just talking about, you know, maybe we were watching Ghost Adventures.
Yes, we're a fan.
Dude, yeah, we're all fans of it.
They're such a funny show to watch.
Sometimes.
Yes.
And we just sat there coming along, and we're like, well, we never really heard of anybody in Jersey
in
the paranormal world or out there as teams. And then I was like, well, one day we just decided, I came up with the name, Jersey Paranormal Spirit Society, right after the Super Bowl was over. So, well, let's just start our group. And then right from there, we just started doing
a little
bit of cemeteries here and there, got some great stuff, and realized we started...
Something good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and
very cool.
4 years later, here we are. We're doing lockdowns all over the place.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we want to hopefully spread the word, not only scientifically.
Right.
But in the helping anybody and everybody out
Thank
there
you.
Through this, spiritually, mentally, physically, no matter where we go, whether it's personal, homes, and anywhere.
So you've been able to help people residentially
you've been
that have had issues.
Yeah, to be able to
That's terrific.
And that's some real good stuff.
And that's kind of what this expo is all about, is Paranormal Unity, to bring all the teams together, pick each other's brains for knowledge, you know, and run
nice.
Evidence past each other. Yeah, I think this is great. And thank you so much for coming up here and talking
you
about your team real quick.
Anytime.
I know I put you on the spot when you were walking past.
No, I don't mind. Hey, I got to be prepared, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and just for my own knowledge, we're from New Jersey as well. Northern New Jersey, Sussex County area. Where's Smithville in relation
to that? We're about 10 minutes outside Atlantic City.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of a drive for you guys.
Like South Jersey, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
No, you were quite welcome.
Thanks for talking to us.
We're very fortunate and blessed enough to be here with everybody, meet everybody.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait.
Nice meeting you.
It's very nice meeting you, too.
I am Vince Clortho, Key Master of Gozer, Vulgus Zildrawer, Lord of the Sebulia. Are you the gatekeeper?
Hey, this is Grant Wilson of Ghost Hunters, and you're listening to the Paranormal Pulse.
This is the Paranormal Pulse.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest with me today. He's been on the show before, and I have Brian Kano of Scared, and formerly Haunted Collector.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Kano, but I'll answer to Kano. Won't answer to Kano.
Okay, Kano. See, I got it wrong again. All right, we
just
got
think
it right.
It's the opposite of can't.
Okay.
Can.
That you can pronounce a four-letter word.
You know?
So many different
You know
ways.
What the problem is? I've watched too much baseball in my time. It's exactly what it is, you know? All right. So I'm with Brian of Haunted Collector fame and Scared fame. And we're here today at the NJ Paranormal Parunity Expo. I'm going to botch everything today, huh? Okay. You can leave it in. I don't mind. People know I'm human, you know.
Yeah.
I don't admit it sometimes,
sure,
but
when you sing, I put it in there.
All right.
Nice.
So, now I've seen over the last, all over Facebook, you have a loaded agenda for the next few months. Tell us now, tell everybody out there, what you're doing. I know you have an event coming up at the Lizzie Borden House.
Oh, my, yes. This is going to be a very busy summer, a packed autumn, and even going towards the end of the year, we've got events both that I'm running and that I'm a part of. I'm going to be going to places like the Lizzie Borden House, Pennhurst. I'm going to be going as far as England for Paracon UK. My year rounds off with a very special event called Spirit Cruise, in which we're going through the Bermuda Triangle.
See, and that one fascinates me. You know,
that's a nice cruise.
Yeah, we actually just did a big discussion on that. So what is your take on the Bermuda Triangle?
I think the Bermuda Triangle, it's really dependent on, I think, when you look and who's doing the looking. Because back in the 40s and the 50s, it was very much a big mystery because a lot of military flights were going through there, a lot of things that had a very close eye on it, and that was very sensitive in nature. So when something like that disappeared, people take notice, and the urban legends really sprout up. But now, I guess if a private yacht or a commercial liner disappeared, it might not get the press it did as it was before. But look, hey, we just lost that plane in Malaysia.
Right.
Where'd it go?
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it was nowhere near Bermuda.
No.
And the one thing is, you know, about that disappearance is, it's taught me there is so much junk floating around in the waters, because they every day they seem to be like, oh, we think we found another part floating, and it turns out not to be it. So how much are we dumping in the oceans? Let's, you know,
our oceans are a mess. Our planet's a mess.
There you go.
I'm depressed now.
Sorry.
Nice going, Lance.
I know, I'm just terrible.
Oh my god.
So that voice you hear to my left is Chris just chiming in off mic, so just so people know.
Because I don't have one.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, we brought two mics that seem to be dead.
That's,
I don't.
All right.
My bad. Okay.
I'll make sure I'm heard if I need to be.
Okay. So getting back to it. So now, unfortunately, the collector gets canceled. Now, in the last day, we've heard all these rumors about ghost hunters, and your name has been attached to it in an article by Aaron Sagers. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Okay. Any comment? Do we get an exclusive?
Yes, the exclusive is Aaron's my friend, so when he sees a space to be filled, you know, usually John and I are first in line to fill it. But there's no attachment. There's really nothing to say.
Which is really disappointing on my part, because I was kind of hoping, you know.
I mean,
I was rooting for you.
I'm friends with a lot of the cats on Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International, so I really feel, though, that it's very much a Coke and Pepsi situation. Mm-hmm. Yes, we both love both drinks. There's people who love one more than another. But I'm kind of Team Zaphis for life.
Right.
And whether it's on TV or not, that's, you know, I'll follow the old man into battle six days a week and twice on Sunday. I don't know. I don't think I would do too well in the Ghost Hunter camp. I mean, I don't know Jason Hawes.
Right.
So I can't say I don't know the man, so I really have no comment. But they've been going 10 years strong, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It just amazed me, though, because it seems like even amongst their camp, there seems to be a little bit of drama going on right now. And you usually never see that out of that camp, you know? So, I mean, you have in the past, but I mean, with the current cast, it just seemed like, to me, like kind of a shame to see that, you know?
Well, the thing you got to remember is that, okay, they might be the flagship show. They might be the one that everyone really became aware of. And, you know, half of us are here because they got on TV. They're human beings just like the rest of us, so they're going to have bad days. They might say something off color or tweet something that's misunderstood.
Right.
You know what? I'm fine with that, because anyone who's shiny and pearly and on a magical castle on the hill, I kind of don't trust.
Right. And you know, it's just funny you say tweeting. It's also funny how years ago you could say things and no one would hear it. Now, the slightest little thing you say, it is under a microscope.
Oh, exactly. Just the comment I made before, just the fact, if I say ghost hunters,
right,
the intonation of my voice, someone listening to your podcast right now is going to be like, Brian said something bad about the ghost hunters, and it's just so not true.
Right, right. And that's the whole thing. Like, there are people out there, no matter what you say, are going to hate. And, you know, you obviously, you get them a lot more than anybody I know. You get those Twitter comments, and you're like, where'd that come from? I didn't say anything to that sort. You know, how often do you get that? I mean, after a while, do you still follow every tweet, or you just, after a while, just kind of shut some of the negative ones out?
It depends. I guess it really depends on the day and how my day has been going.
Right.
John always tells me, Happy, don't, you can't win. Don't bother going back at them. And I tell him, I'm like, John, his mother needs should have taught him better. I'm going to teach this guy some manners. And sometimes, you know, I'm human. I fire back at these guys. Mm-hmm. And not really to get into an argument or flame war, but if you're a skeptic or if you have a comment about the show or Hornet Collector or shows in general, and you say something ignorant, I feel it's my duty to say, look, you didn't consider this. You don't need to agree with me, but you're missing some aspects of your comment, and you're just coming off as argumentative. And, of course, you can't win an argument with those guys, but right. I still feel the need to sally forth and tilt with these people.
Yep. I find sometimes, and I don't have half as many people on my Twitter as you do, but sometimes if you do get that negative comment, sometimes it's just fun to fire a negative comment back and then block so they can't respond.
No, see, I want them to respond. And actually, lately, I've been doing okay.
Right.
Some guys have written me back going, you know what? You know, I didn't consider that. All right, well, thanks for taking the time to respond to me. And
right.
Sometimes that's all they want, just to... a response to say, hey, there's a human being on the other end of this tweet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and now, like, so now what's beside all the events you're doing, do you have any plans to try to go back into TV? I mean, I know you've probably heard this question 1,000 times, but I haven't asked it yet, so I'm sorry. I have to. I know it's not easy, but...
I kind of feel that, I mean, if I never make it onto TV again, I don't really care. I didn't try to get on TV. I ended up on, like I said, I Follow John.
Mm-hmm.
I have my independent documentary series, Scared, so I don't have networks to worry about. I don't have advertisers to consider. It is what it is, and if you hate it, it's my fault. If you love it, hey, that's it. That's because of me and Chris.
Right, and now speaking of which, let's talk about Scared a little bit, because last time I had you on, we basically stood to haunt the collector. So now, how does Scared get started? I mean...
Scared got started in 2002. The genesis of it was a cable access show in Staten Island, New York, and it was called Scared on Staten Island. Mm-hmm. My friend Chris Mancuso and I, we've been friends for a long time. We're filmmakers, but when we first started out, it's just a bunch of friends hanging out, doing skits and comedies, you know, very much like the Impractical Jokers.
Right.
But we decided to make a left turn early on, and we said, you know what? In Staten Island, there's a lot of urban legends, a lot of abandoned places, reports of satanic activity, ghosts, disappearances, mysteries. We said, you know what? If these places are as haunted as everyone says they are, we should be able to go in with a few cameras, just our five senses, and see if we can't prove any of it. And that was the deal. We had originally intended it to be a 6-episode miniseries, and that was it. Because, all right, again, 2002, the old hunters didn't come out till 2004, so we had nothing to emulate. And this early stuff is very raw, very Blair Witch. You know, you watch in this shaky cam, and it's just hard to watch. But the people responded so well. They're like, wow, this is cool. You guys are crazy. I wouldn't go in there. Oh, wow, you're nuts. When's the next one coming out? And we did 5 episodes. The 6th episode was our Halloween broadcast. And that was kind of a trick-or-treat, a wink-wink, nudge-nudge, where by the end of the episode... one by one, we all got killed. And our plan was, because the first 5 were legit, after that 6th one aired and people thought, oh, something really bad happened to us, we were going to disappear for like half a year and not do anything so that it would add to that legend.
Right,
but
okay.
People loved what we did so much, and we enjoyed it. We just kept doing it. And 12 years later, here we are.
There you go. Now, I remember watching the episode you did from the Shanley Hotel. How long ago was that one done?
That was we shot that in 2006. I think it came out in 7 or 8.
Okay, I was going to say, because you guys looked a lot younger in that episode.
Yeah,
so I was watching that one. And that was one, I actually watched that in preparation of us going to investigate the Shanley. So, you know, I watched your episode, and I watched the ones Ghost Lab did and whatnot. So it was really interesting to me, you know. We had a great experience there, you know.
Ghost Lab was funny because they arrived there, and they opened the door. They come into the foyer, and there's the smoke coming up, the dry ice, and they're like,
hey, Barry, what do you think's going on here? Or we're going to get down to the bottom of it.
And it's pop right to the third floor, which we know is unfinished. But you don't see the beautiful hotel that's
you know,
painstakingly restored to a bed and breakfast. And it's a beautiful place. It's comfortable.
And Sal's a great guy, too.
Sal's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Now, some of the other events, like the Lizzie Borden, the way I'm reading it, if I'm reading correctly, correct me if I'm wrong here, you guys are basically reenacting the trial, is that?
We are doing a retrial.
A retrial,
okay. We're saying, okay, that last legal proceedings, we're saying, all right, we're calling shenanigans, we're putting Lizzie back on trial.
Okay.
And we're, because attitudes have changed, culture has changed, our legal system is different. Our whole way of looking at things has changed. So would Lizzie still have gotten off today?
Right.
In addition to that, we're going to make the paranormal evidence available. And we're going to let people decide, all right, is this admissible in court?
Okay.
For instance, I have gotten an EVP in Abby Borden's room. And we have a novelist going. And we're doing an EVP session. And I said, Abby, are you here with us? Yes. Do you know who killed you? The novelist says, never. I'm like, okay, well, is that random? Does that mean something? Like, you know, we don't know. We're going to give them everything and say, all right, well, you decide. You make your case.
Right.
And Chris and I are going to be the judges.
Okay, excellent.
There is an additional theory to that. And I'm sorry. I'm hijacking your mic. There's an additional theory to that, that there was a stranger on the property. Is that something that you're going to approach as well?
We're going to give them the case files as they had them. Anything else is conjecture. Anything else is like, yeah, well, aliens could have come down and shot them in the head with their space beam.
Although that would be really interesting if that did happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's no evidence to support that. But, I mean, again, okay, when we did our investigation there, our psychic said, I don't care what anyone else says, I think this happened. And, like, literally, she's going against the grain. And she said there's another person that worked in tandem with Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, right now, it's getting a lot of attention because Lifetime just had that movie with Christina Ricci.
Right.
And Lifetime Channel is the victim network for women. I'm sorry. But, you know, pretty much at the end of it, spoiler alert, she pretty much confesses to her sister how she did it and got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's current again.
Right, right. And that's great. I mean, now how can people get involved in that event? Is it sold out yet?
No, there's still a few spots left.
Okay.
If you go to www.neverstopsearching.com. And click on our events tab. The first event there is the retrial of Lizzie Borden. Tickets are $75. That does not include stay at the hotel. There are rooms available that you can book directly through Leanne at the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast. And the information is all on the website.
Excellent, excellent. All right, I really appreciate you stopping by again. And
oh, thanks for having me.
You know, absolutely. I love having you on the show. And, you know, after doing all these... I seem to run into you every time now at one of these events. So, you know, I feel like you're becoming a friend at this point.
Oh, definitely, man. And, you know, I want to kind of be the Steve Martin kind of character, like on SNL. Like, he's hosted five times. He's now in that club, him and Tom Hanks. And I'll keep coming back.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unexplained phenomena, unknown entities, unidentified flying objects, mythical creatures. This is the Paranormal Pulse.
Find the Paranormal Pulse Podcast on Facebook at the Paranormal Pulse Podcast.
Listen to the Paranormal Pulse Podcast
on Roku,
Stitcher,
Facebook,
Blueberry,
iTunes,
Podbean. It's that simple.